Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we're going to work with you through the challenges that come along with going through a funding challenge. Funding challenges are something that a lot of traders are doing right now. They are extremely popular and they're a very good way to get started in the industry, especially if you have the skill, but maybe not the capital. However, they're not all kind of rainbow and unicorns like what you may see on the internet. They are real life trading. There are real struggles and there are real ups and downs that come with the territory. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you an interview of a trader that's on our platform who is currently going through one of these challenges and really hit a dark period and really kind of wants to talk about it and wants to know, what can I do to get out of it? What should I do to get out of it? Or should I just quit? So I think it's going to be a very important episode for any trader that aspires to do that, even if you're not going for a funding challenge, just trading in general, because at some point you're going to hit these dark periods. And if you're equipped with the tools and the knowledge and the ability to work through them, well, that's more than half the battle of being a trader, because trust me, the main reason that a lot of traders fail is because they quit before they have the chance to be successful. That was certainly a thing in my career, and that's certainly something I see with many traders and certainly believe 100%. So enough of me rambling, you hear enough of me. Let's get to the interview, check it out, and let me know what you think.
All right, guys, welcome to the accountability session. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good week so far. This week, we're talking to Greg again, so it's good to always catch up with Greg, see where he's at, because he's been on an interesting journey so far. And yeah, looking forward to catching up. So Greg, welcome back.
Hi, how Jason, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. My trading's not going so good, but yeah.
Okay, so look, let's rewind. You was doing a challenge, right,
with City Traders? Yeah.
Yeah. And what's been happening then?
January, everything absolutely perfect. Right. I think I made two mistakes, but they weren't sort of costly mistakes, just we went through them last time. But overall, January was perfect. I finished the month about 5% or 6% up, I think.
Up in January, or was that up like total since you started?
Since January.
Right, cool. Okay.
I'm just looking at my chart now. I got up to 7.9, so on about the third week of January. So right. I was absolutely chuffed, loving it, ready to hit February. Like, go, go, go. And I've come into February and I've lost pretty much every trade.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So February has been really tough, to be honest. I'm at the point of sort of saying, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've been through all of my results, all my trades. I've not missed any trades. I've not made any mistakes in February. But I've had about I'm down to about a 35% win rate. And I should be at about, 50-50 is my tested win rate.
Okay. In your tested, did you have a period of time where the win rate was particularly low?
Yeah, I've had, over the 3 years, I've had two sort of, well, say major drawdowns.
Right.
But my maximum drawdown in testing has been 8.8%.
Right.
And right now I'm at 11.
11. Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any glaring, I know you said you don't know what you're doing wrong. Can you hand on heart say that there's been no mistakes, no nothing, like
completely? My average win is slap bang on where it should be. So testing, my average win is 1.5%, and live it's 1.5. So I think it's 1.55 and now it's 1.5, so 0.05% on my average. Right. And my average loss is 0.1% more than tested. But I've got a graceful exit strategy, and it's not really been used. It's been pretty much all full losses, apart from the odd couple. So that's why that's a little bit high.
Right.
But yeah, I honestly I don't know where I've gone wrong. I've not, like I say, I've not made any mistakes. I've not missed any trades. I've just got a really low win rate compared to what I've tested.
So, okay. What about the management of the trades? You've been managing them how you would. You haven't taken stop, like move stops, taken profits early, nothing like that.
Nothing, no.
Position sizing is all being correct and...
Within half a pip, I'm getting my trades right. And so I only risk 0.5% on my funded account. I only risk 0.5% per trade. And my biggest full loss was 0.56. So position size, it is that, and that's with commission and spreads.
Okay.
I'm happy with...
You're obviously a switched on guy and you've put a lot of work into this. Where's your head at with it? Like what do you think? I know you're a bit of a loss maybe, but what do you plan on doing? Like what's the next step?
Well, honestly, Jason, I don't know. I was hoping you were going to help tell me.
Okay. yeah,
but
sure.
So that's on my personal account. So on my funded account, everything's 0.5%. So I got to 4% up on my funded account, and now I'm 2%, 3% down. Right. So I've only got sort of 3% left to play with on the funded account before I lose it. You know, I've only got a 6% from base capital drawdown. So I'm sort of in the mindset, well, really, I stick with it and go down with the ship. Or do I sort of take a step back and, I don't know, just give myself some time off, because I'm at the point now, I don't want to take another trade. I come in the morning and I'm dreading trading.
And has that happened? Have you actually not taken a trade?
No, every evening I go back through.
You've made no mistakes.
In January, like I said, I made two mistakes, and that was, well, we went through them on my last call. And February, no, I've not made one mistake and I've not missed any trades. The only thing I can see that's gone wrong, or not even gone wrong, is just my win rate is so low. Like I say, my average win is right. My position sizing seems right.
Okay.
I don't know where to go.
You can see how people struggle with these challenges, right? Especially when there's a time pressure as well. Like, it's like, now what do you do? It's like, let's just gamble. Let's just quickly try and do it and make it up. All right. So my thoughts are, you know, it's too quick and it's too soon to just step back from it and give yourself a break. My advice would be to keep at it and get through March and see where that, you know, see where you are at the end of March. And if by the end of March, it's still, you know, a very strong pattern in, you know, not mimicking your backtesting or your expectations, then I would definitely consider taking a look at it in a bit more detail. But it's too soon. 1 month, you know, you've done really well in January. February's a bad one so far. February's finished. So February's a bad month. I would love to see the end of March personally, but I totally understand if that's something you just can't do. It's another month, but...
That's where I'm sort of leaning. It's just, I don't know, they say like training is 80% psychology, and I'm feeling that now, you know?
Absolutely. You just said you don't want to trade anymore, right? So that's purely psychology. That is just like, you know, this isn't for me. I don't like this. It's not working.
But it's like I'm coming in, and my longest losing streak in testing is 6 trades.
Okay.
I've just been stopped out of my 8th trade on the bounce this morning. And so I was coming in this morning, I was like, well, 6, I'm at my max losing streak. It's got to be coming. Then I've taken 2 losses this morning, and I'm just like, okay, right, that's the end of the week. Let's...
Maybe it's that's really damaging you then. Even if you're not comfortable going for another month, I would try and definitely go for next week and maybe the week after.
I'm saying like I am, but I'm not going to cut and run. At the end of the day, I'm in it. I've put a lot of time, a lot of
sweat
into it.
We're all rooting for you as well, mate. Don't give up. I want you to see it through. Because if it is just a case of like, because when I went live for the first time, kind of professionally, when I considered myself, I'd done all the right work and run it. You know, I funded my account with about 60 grand. And after 4 weeks, I had less money in there than I started with. So the first month I went straight into a drawdown. And on the fifth week was when I came into new equity highs. So it was a 5 week period. I know how it feels when you go straight into a drawdown. You kind of had the inverse of that, but I also know how it feels when you go past that and then you go into profit again. And it's just like 100% belief in your system. It like shifts your psychology completely. There's nothing anyone can say to like, say, you know, that it might not work, because you kind of go through the peaks and the troughs. That's where I want you to get. I really want you to get there, but if it was easy, everyone would do it, man.
Well, exactly, yeah. But like I said, with this sort of surpassing my max tested drawdown now, is that for you? Does that ring alarm bells?
We're talking about.
I'm not expecting it to be exact, but
how long was the sample size of test? Was it 100 trades? Was it?
In my back testing, I've got about 500 trades.
500 trades, and are you trading all the same pairs? Mm. Right. And what's the frequency of your trades?
I probably average about 4 a week.
4 a week. And you've had 2 today?
Yeah, to be fair, this week's been quite high. I think I've had 7 this week. So averaged out 4 a week.
Average out 4 a week, right. Yeah, look, I wouldn't be comfortable if I'd just done 500 trades and found a maximum losing streak of, you know, six trades and then got into 8 losing trades. I wouldn't feel comfortable, no. But you're not at a loss yet, and you're not even back to break. You're still in profit, right? You're not in profit.
No.
So you got your break even. You definitely gave everything back.
2% down, yeah.
2% down, okay. Man, I if you're 100% sure that you stuck to it, and you like, have you revisited your back testing just to make sure that, I'm sure you have.
I've sort of brushed over my back test, and I'm more focusing on the trades that I'm taking, making sure. So like literally behind my screen, I've got my setups, my days, my times that I'm allowed to trade. Yeah. So before I take any trade, I double check it against there. And then every evening I go through that day's trades. And then every Friday night I go through that week's trades, just extra pairs of eyes, you know, and then I can't see anything that I've done wrong. Glaringly obvious anyway, you know?
Okay, fine. Look, my advice would be, be cautious, but be extra, extra strict with rules of engagement, making sure that you're, you know, not letting that psychology creep in and miss trades, or, you know, reduce your position size or whatever it might be. And I would go for another week. Also, you know, I'd love to see the trades if you've got a log of them. If you could send me them, and you feel comfortable sending them to me, I'll take a look at them over the weekend, or next week, if you feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I can do it.
And then just keep going, like keep going for a week. I'll take a look at those, and see what next week brings, and hopefully. Is there no pattern to like anything that's happened in the news, or anything like a news event that you traded around that you might have missed?
No, not that I've noticed. I got stopped out on one or two news events. But I test and make notes of the news events in my back testing. So over time they come out more profitable than not. So I'm not too worried about them.
Okay.
And I've had a lot of trades on the pound dollar which have been coming in.
Yep.
And my win rate on that is absolutely terrible. So unless something that I've missed with a pound dollar has been going on recently.
Right. No, I don't think it has. Like, I don't.
No.
I haven't seen anything. But then again, I'm not. What time frame are you trading?
The 15.
Yeah. See, I'm not seeing certain noise that you might see. Yeah, look, I mean, my advice is, like, appreciate you coming in and really being vulnerable here and admitting to everyone. I think that's really, really helpful for you and other traders, but I really want you to stick to it. Obviously, I can't make you do anything, but I would love you to stick to it for another week or so and just exactly how you've been trading. I'll take a look at your results as well and at your trades. And yeah, maybe we catch up, like, I don't know, in another, like, not next Friday, but the one after, and we catch up again and see how it's going then.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, perfect.
I mean, that's what these accountability sessions are about. There's nothing profound going to come out of them, but it's about, like, just sticking to the plan, having the...
Yeah, but I'm doing the challenge on the funded account, so I'm obviously not going to stop trading that. I want to at least try.
And when does the challenge, like, when do you fail the challenge?
6% below your base capital. There's no time limit.
6% below your base capital. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. And you're 2% down.
Yep.
Okay. Let's do another week, man, and then catch up the following week. And I think that'll be the best move.
Super.
Mate, I can't wait for it. I look forward to catching up again. And please send me your trade log so that I can just go and at least track the trades. Yeah, I mean, if you want to send me... Don't send me any rules of engagement. Just send me the trades so I can just see where your entry and stop was, right, and where your target was. And I can just look from a non-biased to your system view and look to see if I can see anything on the charts that I... without knowing what your strategy is, if that makes sense.
Right, okay. It's the RSI strategy that I was going through with Keel a little while back.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I just want to see where you got in, where your target and stop was, and I'll just look at the chart and see if I can see anything.
All right. Cool.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you coming on, Greg. It's always a pleasure, mate.
Nice one. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, just message us if you need anything next week, and just, yeah, keep me up to tabs with your trades. If you've got any on, you know, ping them over to me.
All right, nice one. Yeah, cheers.
All right, mate. Have a good weekend.
And you. Cheers. See ya.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Hey, if you have any insights or advice for this trader, feel free to leave it in the comment section here on YouTube or in the little Q&A section on Spotify. Again, a lot of traders listen to this podcast. A lot of traders hop into the comment section as a way to get advice, just not from myself, but from others who are in the industry as well. So whenever you take the time to share or ask questions, it's beneficial to our Trading Coach Podcast community. So take a second to do that, and I'll see you guys next episode.